Okay, call a monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:41. And as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of
To
America
America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one
one
nation,
nation under
under
God,
God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, for the record, the attendance tonight, Bob Maini is excused. Kelly is here. Jack Walsh is here. And Charlie Sampson should be here in a couple of minutes. Public portion. Anyone from the public want to speak? Second time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Third time, anyone from the public wish to speak? All right, not hearing any. I asked for a motion to close the public portion.
put down in a motion.
Okay. I second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain. Let's see. We can't approve the minutes or the voucher. So, Rob, why don't we at least start with your report?
Will do. We spilled out to 2 pages. This will general on call, we're assisting with the blower installation. That's up and operational right now, and I know it's an Ed's report to talk about the other two that are scheduled to be installed. So we talk about that later. On the facilities plan, we had a couple correspondences with DEP regarding approval of the facilities plan. It still hasn't been officially approved, however. We've been told it's approved, but it's still awaiting signatures, and it's been in that status for quite a while now. We didn't want to hold up the actual commitment to getting the plant upgraded in accordance with the order from the administrative order from the state. So we developed an engineering service agreement to get the design going. Because that's a 2-year process in and of itself. So we submitted that to the WPCA, to the state. The state had a couple questions and we answered those. Corporate counsel had question, we answered those. So we're ready to go whenever WPCA is ready. So we submitted the agreement for your consideration. So I think that's another item, or we can talk about
Yeah,
that.
it's on it.
So that's the plant upgrade. Route 34, no change. We're still waiting for as-built information. The last construction meeting they had was canceled, so we're trying to get on the agenda so we can close out the paperwork on the wastewater portion of the Route 34 project.
They seem to cancel a lot of those meetings.
I think they're working nights is what they told us, so they're not doing the day meetings. Because they're working nights, but we still want to close out. We've asked it almost a year and a half ago for because our part has been done for quite some time, and I definitely want to have some good records as to for good as-builts.
Hey, Rob, can I just go back to the other one for just a second? Can you tell us that there were a couple of changes on timing that you signed off on?
On the overall administrative order or
Moving up your part of on how long things would take?
yeah, we submitted a 24-month schedule. The state wanted us to pare it down to a year and a half, which that'd be aggressive for a project of this magnitude. But we looked at it, we made it a 21-month project, and it's really going to be predicated on getting to 30% in the value engineering portion of it. So, and that was with a January 1 start date. So, if we can start sooner, that's the better. But the commitment was to have everything done by the end of next year, which, because we submitted the the facilities plan in 23, anticipating, you know, a start in 23. Now we're going to start. So at some point in 25, we're going to ask for another extension of this, but we'll be in a better position because we would have had at least 30% done, and we should have an excellent handle on all the next steps.
Okay, let me just stop for again, and for the record, indicate that Charlie Sampson has now joined us. Okay, back to you, Rob.
Okay, so that's the facilities plan, Route 34. Ed and his team are still collecting and performing the CMOM tasks of inspecting CCTV, and always working toward that June submission to EPA. II removal, we're going to bid phase six later this fall. I was just looking at the engineer putting the drawings together. And we'll reach out, like, to get a touch base sometime next week to go where we're at on that. The MPDES permit renewal, I have not heard back from the state, so we're operating on the old permit until they approve the new. But I've heard that they're reviewing them. The dewatering system upgrade, we put it out to bid on the 19th, or we had a it was sent to the bid advertisement was sent to multiple online bidding services, Dodge Reports, Construct Connect, and others. And I did call everybody I know that are qualified bidders to spread the word out. We had a pre-proposal meeting. Contractors showed up on September 30. Those three bidders came. It was Colvax, D'Amato, and
let me just move this screen a little bit because I can't get to the right files. So give me a second here. Let me get it to someplace where I can. No, nope, that's not doing it. No. Okay, can you still see it? Or do I have to change it?
I see shortcuts.
Okay, so wait a minute. Stop to share, and then I'll start it again. Okay, can you see it now?
Yeah, I see my report.
Yeah, okay, because I couldn't get to the other files, so.
Yeah. Okay. So we had three bidders show up to the pre-proposal meeting. It was Nickerson, D'Amato, and Colvax. But unfortunately, only one of them submitted a bid. That was D'Amato. It was in the amount less than we anticipated. I think our budget was $750 for their portion of this project. But we did have a glitch and we drafted a bid advertisement, but typically Marcy would publish those in the local newspaper. That didn't happen. Even though we did, you know, get the word out, and anybody who was going to bid this had the opportunity to bid it. We didn't follow it didn't get into the newspaper. And so I was talking to Mark earlier or yesterday and suggested we talk to corporate counsel to see if we can get a waiver to do this or to allow the bid as it stands or have to rebid.
Let me weigh in on that because I tried to reach out to the corporation counsel today because as Mark pointed out, since it wasn't officially advertised, it may not be valid. Okay, and that would be, you know, here's the submission itself and everything was in order, but since it wasn't advertised wherever it needs to be, technically can't do this. So I've called the corporation counsel to see if I get a ruling, because Rob did provide evidence of other places where it was advertised. Just don't know if that would be good enough. So, you know, we cannot authorize this contract tonight under any circumstances. Could authorize that it be signed pending a ruling from the corporation counsel that it's valid. But we can't approve it tonight as is. Thoughts?
I'd say sign it, put it in place with the stipulation. It's got to be cleared through corporation counsel.
And then would you add to that? And if not, it has to be rebid?
If not, rebid.
Charlie, how do you feel about that?
We've gone through this before, and I know that the current way that we have to do it just says area newspapers. But, I mean, if there were
they
other...
They actually just changed the ruling on that last week. They voted that it could be posted on websites.
Yeah, that was a big thing when I was sitting on the board too. But let's run with it. See what happens.
Okay, now there's another complication though.
Oh, okay. We didn't know about that one, Jack.
No, I have to throw it in because you know this would require a signature, right, Rob? Do we have to? I don't know.
Well, no. What would?
No, it doesn't need it right now.
Not yet. No, the
right.
That would be a separate to sign the contract.
Yeah, so that would be okay because I was going to say after tonight I can't sign anything because I'm done. But since it doesn't require a signature, then I think Kelly's motion will work, and you know Rich Pitaro will have to roll on it.
If I can add,
certainly, yeah, you know, we don't want to delay this because this is a critical piece that needs to be done. The equipment's going to be delivered in November, right, Rob?
Yeah, end of November. And if I could add to that, what we would want to do is issue a notice of award, and that would require a signature. If the intent is to award, you know, with the condition, someone's gonna have to sign the notice of award. I sent that to you earlier, Jack. It just says we're awarding the contract. Please submit insurance bonds. We develop a contract for them to sign and for the city to review, sign. So it'll be probably at the next month meeting or a special meeting where we'll have a contract ready for someone to sign. So we want to get a contractor on board sometime shortly around the time of the next meeting, of the November meetings, because the contractors, one of their tasks is to unload the equipment that which is coming, I think, around December 1st.
All right. So again, you know, we have that the motion so far. Do we need to have that amended about the signature and award letter? Because right now the motion is to approve the bid subject to the corporation counsel approval. But since that won't happen today, somebody else is going to have to sign this.
Right. And if this is, if Rob, if I read you correctly, if we accept the bid and move to develop a contract, that contract will have to go in front of the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah, the corporate counsel reviews all the contracts. So
right.
We issue a notice of award. It says, hey, we've accepted your bid. Please give us all these documents, co-sign everything, get your surety, get everything in place. We compile that. It goes to the corporation counsel to review, and then there's an authorization for the chair to sign the contract. Just that's everyone. Just like that.
Right, but we're not talking about that That signature. We're talking about the signature on the, what you just call it, the letter of what?
Notice of award.
It's notice of award. I'd be very hesitant to sign the notice of award in case the corporation counsel says, no, you can't do that. No, I think that's a big problem.
Then I would say rescind my motion, and I hate to table it for a month, but I think we got to table it for a month.
If we got to call a special meeting, then we do so.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to make the motion to table it and call a special meeting as needed?
Yeah, I'll put that. Yeah, go ahead,
Sean. Yeah, I'll make a motion that we table the bid award until we get direction from Corporation Counsel.
Okay. Kelly, you're seconding that?
Second, yep.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That carries. Okay. All right. We have kind of the same issue with the next piece. Rob, you want to go through this again quickly? Because this one would have required a signature, and this is timely too.
So this is the engineering services agreement to implement the design of the wastewater treatment plant. I think the Corporation Council had to comment of the payment term being a fixed fee versus cost plus fixed fee, like a set price lump sum. EPA, when they underwrite the money going to DEP, they require cost plus fixed fee. That's how it originally set this up. But the Corporation Council said we wanted a lump sum, and I sent a clarification to DEP. They said DEP said that lump sum is acceptable, and we're okay with that as well. It doesn't matter to us. We're okay with lump sum. And I further looked into it, and they do, the EPA does allow lump sum. Those are the only two, cost plus fixed fee and lump sum. So we revised this agreement, so it's lump sum. So I believe that addressed the city's comments, and we've submitted this to the state. They've had some comments on the schedule. They reviewed the scope and the fee, and we've incorporated all their comments. So what you have here, Jack, you have a version of this without the word draft on it. So if you want to move forward, if you want to move forward, you know, you can take a.
Here's what I would do with this one. Rich basically agreed with, but he did have one comment today. And I wasn't sure. I was trying to clarify. He just asked, are you still doing this? And I wasn't sure what that meant. So I'd be comfortable with a motion to authorize me to sign it tonight, but hold it for the review or the final okay of the Corporation Council, and then it can go out. That way we don't have to wait on this one. Because he reviewed it already. He reviewed those changes. But, you know, it's just that comment that I wasn't sure what he was referring to when I called him this afternoon, but I haven't heard back. But, you know, he's got another job. So I think that's how we might do this. But, again, I'll leave it to you, Kelly and Charlie, what you think.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I could make that motion.
Okay. Kelly, you want to say? Go ahead, Kel. Or Charlie.
Go ahead, Kel.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. So I'm going to sign this tonight, but send it to Corporation Counsel, and it won't go any farther if he doesn't say, yeah, that's what I meant you to do. Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I was in favor too. Abstain? None. Okay, so that's where we're going with that.
Are you going to, Jack? I know that your time is short here, probably another 15 minutes. Are you going to follow up on this until it's completed? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, again, I tried to get this done this afternoon, but, you know, he wasn't in the office, so couldn't get it done. But All right, let me now change. I'll give me a few seconds here. Oh no, I want to go back to the invoices. And again, I'm taking this out of order, but that's the way all these things came in. So I'm just trying to get through this tonight. Okay, we have two vouchers related to the referendum costs and one just the ours from Wesson and Sampson. Okay, the first one was for the blower contract, and those were signed, by the way. Okay, and the siphon one, those were signed already. So we're all set on that. We approved that last month pending the Corporation Counsel review. He did review them. I did sign them, and those went out. All right, so getting back to this, we have two bills here. One is for the grant that we are applying to from UI, which is going to save us a lot more than this, for 13,875. And the other one is for the dewatering system upgrades, though they're 8,550. And these would both fall under referendum expenses. So I need a motion to pay these using referendum funds.
Motion to pay with money from the referendum upon approval of the infrastructure committee.
Okay.
Second. Kelly,
want to take it up? Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we're paying those. All right, and the other one is just regular on-call services for $1,445. What's your pleasure?
I still haven't gotten a ride in Bob's Ferrari yet, but I'll make a motion to pay the bill for $1,445.
Okay. All right. Gal, you want a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that's done. Now let me come back to the minutes. What's your pleasure with the minutes?
Make a motion or accept it as read.
Okay, do we hear a second? Charlie, second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstained. Okay, now the voucher for this was attached to it, so you know it should be done under bills, but it was here, so I'm doing it here. This is the bill for doing the minutes. Meg Martin's that's for it. So it's for $100. Need a motion to approve.
I make a motion to pay the $100.
I second.
Second. Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Let me get these off the screen and bring up the next set. They did something with all the. Let me get it up first, and I'll talk about it. Okay, that was fine. And Brian, I'm going to have to ask you to weigh in on this. I've got all these to open, and I'm sure this is the part that Kelly, you were talking about before, was so confusing.
I didn't even bother printing them because it was all over the place.
I couldn't deal with it myself. Brian, you want to talk about this? Because you know we were trying to simplify it, and what we have is a bunch of invoices, and we've got two check registers, but going through them is just, you know, it's a nightmare. So I don't know what to do with this. You know, do we approve, you know, the two registers, the check registers? Because we, you know, we certainly don't have time to go through every one of these invoices.
Yeah, no. I would approve the check registers, and then all the invoices are really more of the backup in the event that there's questions about certain expenses.
Yeah, it was just hard to match up all the invoices to the check register because they're not in the same order. So it's very confusing. But you know, so there was one check register here. This was for $346,381. And these were checks from July to September 19th. Someone want to make a motion on those? You know, the ones that I did look up from the invoices were there. It's just a matter of finding where they were on this. But I didn't have time to go through every one. I'm going to be honest. I just didn't. But, you know, Brian, you've gone through them. And Ed, you signed. Is Ed still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ed and I would have reviewed and approved all of these.
Okay.
From our perspective, I do think it's probably overkill to try to put all of the invoices in there, or as many as we did put in. Maybe going forward, there's a threshold for, you know, invoices above 15 grand or something like that, you know, so that you're only seeing the big ones. And then obviously, if you do have questions on smaller ones, we can, I can follow up on those.
Yeah, well, Brian, there are 3 months here. That's making it worse.
Yeah.
Well, but Jack, I only thought we were responsible to vote on anything over $5,000.
I think you're correct. I think, Ed, didn't you bring that up?
Yes, I did. Normally, the way that Marcy had done it, that I tried to explain, is that she would send the check registers, the four for the month. She would send or add that into the packet, and any invoices over $5,000, those would be separate invoices along with the check register. And if there was anything, any invoices for the referendum, those would be in there as well. So it wouldn't be the general everyday invoices, that would be the check register. The only invoices you should see are the anything over $5,000 and anything for the referendum.
Yeah, and the main difference is the way that she presented. She presented each batch from the system and then had the invoices separate. So we would look at the batches, and then if anyone had a question, then we'd go to the invoice and answer it. But it's a little hard because they don't correspond, probably because we're so far behind. But if it's just 1 month at a time, that's not so bad.
Yeah, but, month is broken down by the 4 weeks. That's how we were doing it. And then right. That was a little bit easier to grasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that'll be, once it's approved, that'll be the way we'll do it go forward.
Yeah. So we need a motion for tonight. First of all, to approve the check registers from, what is this, from
July
16th to September 19th.
Don't move, Charlie Sampson.
Yeah. Charlie moved it. Charlie seconded it.
Seconded it, yeah.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. And the other one was... Yeah, see, this one's much simpler. This is just for the batch from 10-4. What's your pleasure?
Move to accept the register from 10-4-2024.
Kelly, second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, so let me get rid of all this now. It was a lot. I forget how many invoices there were in there, but it was about 200 pages, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, Brian, you're going to be up. Let me get your stuff up here. Let's see, believe me, this is a nightmare getting this organized. I'm going to try to make this a little bigger.
Yeah, you're scaring off the guys. Come on, we need one of them to step up and be the new chair.
No, it will get easier. I've got the trial balance up here too, but I'd rather spend the time here and just say.
Yeah, we can just talk through the financials. Yeah. Jack and I talked a little bit about this earlier today.
Yeah, and my comment to Brian, I just think until we get that audit done from last year and approved, none of this makes sense. Okay. At least to me, it doesn't until it's approved. And where do they stand, Brian, with the audit?
Right. So the 23-24 audit just got kicked off. Really focused on WPCA first. just because more or less everything's done from my perspective, and now is it's with him to review everything. It typically, I mean, I think the earliest the whole thing gets done, you're probably looking at January, February, but hopefully, like I said, because we're going with WPCA first, I can get some feedback from him around a couple of the big items that I know, we didn't, I didn't exactly have great answers for. So just for everyone else's, understanding, when it comes to the revenue side, there's a lot of the numbers went up compared to before. And it wasn't because all of a sudden we started collecting tons of revenue. It was because, at the end of the year, as I'm getting ready to finalize the audit, one of the entries is to basically book revenue based on what your accounts receivable is. So they take the perspective that, like, the bills went out, or, the notices went out on back stuff, and we're going to get paid. And they make you book the revenue and the accounts receivable. I don't know. It's a little bit aggressive. Obviously, if it was my own business, I'd probably put up a reserve or something like that. I think that's probably made a lot of sense historically, but right now there's a lot of challenges in the tax collector's offices, in the office. There's just some best practices that aren't getting done around delinquency notices and liens and things like that. That look, we'll do them and we'll catch up, but you never know what you're going to lose in that process. So, right now I think these are the final revenue numbers. But they do include a large number for accounts receivable. And that's something that the auditor and I are going to really go back and look at what's going on in the tax office, try to get them to implement best practices and make sure that we're not, actually having making things worse by creating deficiencies down there because of how they're handling the day-to-day. On the expense, and then so that's kind of 23, 24, September year to date 24. Look, we've got some in, but again, because of the timing of when the deposits get in the bank,
I think he froze up.
yeah.
Hopefully, we don't lose him, because if we lose him, he's not going to get back in because, Mark's not here.
Mark made you the host, Jack, so.
I had a lot of concerns about this. I think Brian's making some real progress, but things changed. And we even talked, previously we had to book, when we sent the bills, we had to book out everything as revenue. Brian wanted to change that, and now the auditor is telling him, no, it has to go back the way we did. There were some major changes over here. If you saved your August report, you'll see there are some major differences. I'll just give you an example. I don't know if which screen has got there. I've got more red ink on this as I was trying to go through this. So I'm gonna, my recommendation is going to be again that we accept but not approve this. And you'll see some major changes down here in the way workers' compensation and health benefits. Just look at these numbers from last year, okay? The city pension shows that we paid $137,575 last year. Okay. That would be 14.6%. But Brian explained to me that includes more than that. So there were changes here, and obviously we're still not seeing it here. And I know Brian's been working with the vendors to say, hey, they have to give us reports so we can stay on top of it. So, my recommendation would be to thank Brian for continuing to work to get our finances where we need them to be. But we accept but not approve these reports.
And I'm back, Jack. Hopefully, I actually got back in this time, so that was good.
Yeah,
And
last time you
I'm not
couldn't.
doing it on purpose. I swear to God,
Oh,
when
no.
financials come up, and my computer magically has problems. I know, but it's not my intention.
No,
So,
I know. That's why
yeah.
I said I was afraid you weren't going to get back because last month there was
Yeah.
nobody to let you in, and I couldn't do it this time either.
Yeah, this, I don't know, it just worked out. So, like Jack said, there's a few of these big expenses that are really allocations for city. All the expenses kind of sit with the city, and then you have to figure out the allocation. I'm really trying to build up bottoms up reporting. so that it's a fair amount that's going to WPCA and not just some legacy budget number that's been around forever that no one has understands or can justify. So,
and that reporting, as I mentioned to Brian, is that that's killed us because we go to set a budget and we don't even have the numbers from the previous year. So we're budgeting with bad information. And when you budget with bad information, you get a bad budget. But if we don't have any figures, I don't know what else we can do. So Brian's going to continue to work on this until we all get agreement with the auditor with the way it's supposed to be. And then everybody will be a lot better off and life will be a lot easier than it's been because it's been miserable. In fact, if I swore, I'd be using stronger language. That's how bad it's been. Okay. But, you know, my recommendation is we accept with reservations, but not approve the financial reports.
Put that in a motion.
Okay. Charlie, you want to second that?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? And I'll just say it applies to the trial balance, but a lot of the numbers on the trial balance are exactly what you're going to see over here anyways. A little more information, but.
Right. Yeah, you'll see the cash balance. So, you know, I think that's an important number to understand, right?
Yeah, maybe you show it. You want to talk about this? Because the numbers up here look pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, like you said, we've got, you know, a war trust here of almost $8 million that we're working off of. Now, we're going to have to pay down $2 million of the debt from that we were rolling over. There was just no reason to keep incurring interest and fees when you got $8 million sitting in the bank. So that's actually got done yesterday. And then still leaves us plenty of money to get the next couple of years to get the $3 million, let's say, for all the engineering work done. Plus, I expect that to kind of still continue to grow as, quite honestly, our rates for sewer use and capital fees are probably higher than we need for our existing kind of operating expenses and budget. But I am anticipating, right, like you all, we've talked about a huge number coming up soon to fix the plant. So I'm, you know, certainly not recommending, you know, lowering rates or anything like that. Like we'll keep them where they are. We'll keep doing the right financial things. And then when the time comes to borrow out whatever we got to borrow against, and we'll have some of it in the bank anyway to work off of first.
Our balance sheets and whatnot look pretty good, but it's deceiving at this point. At least to me, it's deceiving in the face of what's coming ahead, not what passed, but what's coming ahead. You know, certainly the downtown development is making us a lot better than we were. Let's hope it continues. So,
The sewer use, definitely the sewer use impact fees have helped. And so, yeah, that's why cash is in a great spot. I think the rest of this, you know, you'll see a lot of the receivable numbers, capital fees, special assessment, which is really just your, it's mislabeled. It really should just be residential revenue. But you see almost like 1.4 million, maybe even more, 1.5 million accounts receivable. So that's a large number. It's up probably 400,000 from prior year. So again, a little deceiving in that the revenues look good, but now it's all sitting on the balance sheet in the form of a receivable. And now we really got to work in the tax office to get that money.
I should point out, Brian, I think we'd be better off if this one that's labeled cash, 15 sewer construction project, it's really referendum dollars in there, right?
Yeah, well, it was what was left over from the $2 million that I just talked about.
Right.
And, you know, what happened is we spent that money and now we're paying it back. So that's going to disappear here quickly when you start. This was as of June 30th, again, because that's when the audit ends. Those are the numbers I'm most comfortable with and submitted. I will start showing more of the current numbers, and then you'll see things like that cash goes to zero. You'll see the cash come down a little bit as we pay down the bond debt. So there'll be some change, but this was as of June 30th. So you can try to line up the 23-24 final fiscal year, here's the final balance sheet. All this is going to the auditor. If we get good with these numbers, then you can start feeling a lot better about your 24-25 numbers as they start to get reported.
Right. Of course, this is a big change because these numbers were never on our budget. Okay. These were all kept separate from WPCA. All the referendum bills and revenue were never on the WPCA budget. That was recorded totally separate. We had nothing to do with it. And it was put back on here. So that was a major change. And Brian, before you got here, what's your name? Agata did that without giving us a full accounting. That's the part that really annoyed me. But it is what it is. And that's probably the way it should have been from the beginning, but it wasn't. So, all right. So we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, that's done. Thank you, Brian. All right, let me go get the next bunch. Ed, you're up next.
Okay, here we go. For the month of October in the collection system, September, we responded to a total of 101 call before you dig tickets with four emergencies, responded to a total of six emergency call outs. For the plant, we had an average flow of 1.7 million gallons a day with a total flow of 32.8 million gallons and a max daily flow of 1.27 million gallons. Average total nitrogen is 51 pounds per day. Our permit limit is 71, and our annual limit is 73. Or is 71, our annual average is 73. So we're just over. Hopefully, in the next month or so, we'll be able to bring that down within permit range. Average effluent BOD is 5.9. Suspended soil is a 7 with an average turbidity at 3. For maintenance at the plant, the laboratory heating and AC units were replaced. Maintenance was performed on the Vactor and crane trucks. Began second quarter sewer cleaning maintenance. And completed 9,500 linear feet of sewer jetting. In general, the request for bid waivers for plant blower 2 and 3 passed at the 9/26 Board of Aldermen meeting. Request for bid waiver for the influent building RTU passed at the 9/26/24 BOA meeting. We are continuing to work with Weston and Sampson on the solids handling as well as blower projects. Continuing to work with Brian Hall and Weston and Sampson for funding the repairs at the East Derby siphon due to the storm damage from August 18th, 2024. Alarm system was installed at the plant for the operations building. UI installed four street lights for better visibility at the plant for morning and after hours work. And lastly, we have a proposal for a fog emulsifier at Roosevelt Drive Pump Station. From Weston and Sampson.
And let me just say these contracts were signed and those are set. Okay, because we approved that. So I think now we're over here, right?
Yes. So a few years ago, we had Weston and Sampson come out with their grease emulsifier to Roosevelt Drive, and it pretty much ate up the grease that we had in the wet wells. So one of the things that we were looking at doing this year was getting a proposal together to incorporate this grease emulsifier at Roosevelt, see how well it works, and if it works well, putting it at the other pump stations. So attached, what you're looking at now is the proposal from Weston and Sampson, which is the emulsifier for them to come out and set it up and get everything going with the cost of $5,000.
Okay, and this also went to the corporation counsel, and he did question, right? Was it this one, Rob? He questioned, or was that on the other one, the 20%? No, it's on here too. He questioned that, but he didn't say that was a deal breaker. So I think if we approve this, I would still go back to him, but legally, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. It was a matter of asking about. So, if we were comfortable with the 20%. But Rob, you also suggested that could go back for a review too.
So those tasks 1 through 5, and again, this is from our construction group. So task 1 through 5 is what Ed was talking about for work at Roosevelt Drive. That task 6, and I don't know if you've asked for that, but they're proposing to provide an on-call as needed basis emergency services. I don't know if you asked for that, but that's what that is. And I think that's what the attorney questioned, because they gave hourly rates, and for subs, they marked up 20% for their subs. So if I'm not sure if you asked for that, or that's something they typically put as a service that they provide. I know they provide that service to other municipalities, so.
I believe that's just the service they provide. It wasn't something that was discussed as if we were going to need that or not. But yeah, we certainly didn't discuss that in our first meetings.
So, I guess the question is what you thought about this? And is it worth, the 20% markup that they're talking about down? Where is it?
With our maintenance staff, I would say no, we don't need that.
Right, so if we don't need it, then the agreement is just for the $5,000, but this would have to be redone without that in there. So
Yeah, you could have them resend it to you with just tasks 1 through 5, because that's what you asked for. So,
but then you'd have to authorize somebody else to sign it.
or you can sign it, say delete task 6. I think it's a
Yeah,
suggestion.
but that would be changed. I don't mind signing something that we've already agreed on and approved, but that would be different language. So I'd rather authorize it, someone be review it and then sign it.
Do I have the authority to sign anything pending a new chair getting signed, Jack?
I don't think so. I think it's got to be a board member.
Okay.
But Charlie or Kelly, you could sign
Gee, thanks.
it. Hey, I don't know how many I signed in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I would imagine if we just go, I wouldn't sign it either, Jack, but let's go back. Tell them take out number 6, make sure the numbers are correct. And then this is a contract again, so Corporation
Well,
Council
one
will.
other question, Charlie. I just thought about it. Ed, how timely is this? Can this wait?
Yes, of course.
So I would just say table it and then have the correct contract in front of us and reviewed for the next meeting. That solves that one. It's not an emergency.
Motion to table.
Okay, Charlie?
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And then, that'll get done because I mean, without that 20% in there's no objection. So that should pass with no problem. Okay. What else? No. Okay. Okay, you may know about this project that's going on in town. We're putting historic plaques on public and private buildings for places that are historically significant in the city of Derby. I'll tell you what, I think WPCA is very historically significant because it's changed the quality of life in the community. It's ensured that our rivers are safe. So I'd like us to get one of these plaques as well and put it on the building. You see, each plaque is exactly the same in size and design. The only thing that's different on each plaque is the wording of the history that goes along with it. And the committee would draw that up. And we've been fortunate that the city has installed all of these. So I would ask for a motion for WPCA to purchase one of the plaques. cost is approximately $750.
I would say move forward on it. Okay. Put in a formal motion, purchase one.
Okay. Charlie, your thoughts? Second or not?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Again, I think WPCA is a forgotten child here that has such a positive impact on the city. There should be some recognition of that on the building. So, okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? And old business is none. So a motion to adjourn. But before that, I just want to thank everybody. One of my favorite basketball coaches was McGuire. And you ever watch him? He was great. I remember seeing him at a coach's clinic that I went to one time. And I was fascinated because everybody thought that he would be coaching till he died on the job. And I remember the quote he said. He said, you know, every morning I get up, I get on my motorcycle, which in Wisconsin must have been pretty tough if you're a basketball coach. He said, and I drive towards the gym and I come to a fork in the road. And every day I go to the right. He said, but one of these days I'm going to know I should go to the left and I'll be done as basketball coach. And that's where I arrived at. You know, I've had a great time just as he did coaching. I've enjoyed working with everybody here. I think we've done as well as we could under difficult circumstances, but you know, we've never intentionally missed a meeting or canceled a meeting, no matter how difficult. So I just want to thank everybody. It's been a great time. Especially want to thank the staff. You know, the work they do maintaining our facilities with bubble gum and tape is amazing. And I just look forward to the day where they have a plant that's up to their abilities as well. So that's my farewell. And with that, a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Well, Jack, before that, I just want to say it's been an honor working with you and under you as chairman. It's been rough times up and down. Everything you did was for the best of the city. Now it's too bad that all the people within the city don't see what you've done on a volunteer basis and all you've done to try to keep the bills down and to bring us up to where we need to be. And it's truly been an honor.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's, you know, it's a team effort. So, okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned at 7:34. That's better than I thought we were going to do tonight. So thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.